Great. It's wonderful to be with you all again.
Tena mafunatra mitsy miara kaminareo rehetra androany.
It's wonderful to see some faces that we haven't seen in quite a while.
De mafunatra ihany koa ny mahita andro tava izay tsy hitanay nandritra ny fotoana maromaro.
And so it's good for my family and I to be with you this morning.
De tena mafunatra ho anahako sy ny fianakaviako ny miaraka amintsika rehetra amin'ity maraina ity.
And it's a wonderful privilege to be sharing God's word with you.
Ary tena tombontsoa mafunatra ihany koa ilay mizara ny tenin'Andriamanitra aminareo.
And I bring greetings from Tana City Community Church in Ivandry.
De mampitondra ny fiarabana avy amin'ny fiangonana Tana City Community avy any Ivandry ako.
And just like I've tangibly felt God's presence as we worshiped Him this morning together.
De tamin'ny hoe tsika nitsaoka tamin'ny maraina teo de tsapako ny fanatrehan'Andriamanitra azo sampahitanana tao anatin'ny fiderana.
My prayer is that as we look at God's word together that we would hear from Him.
Ny vavako androany de la hoe amintsika mijery mibanjina ny tenin'Andriamanitra dia aheno avy aminy.
And I really believe this is a simple message that we're going to be hearing or that we're looking at this morning.
Arzak de minfa afatra tsotra ny afatra izay hoetiko izay hojerentsika amin'ity maraina ity.
But one that each of us needs to hear every now and then.
Fa nefa ny afatra izay ilana hoenoany tsirairay avy amintsika. Matetiky.
And the piece of scripture we're looking at is a parable that Jesus spoke.
De ny apahana soratra masina izay ho banjintsika androany dia sarisary na hoabolana ohatra.
And it speaks of three ways that we can live our lives.
De miresaka ny amin'ny fomba anakitelo ahafahantsika miaina ny fiainantsika.
Three heart attitudes that we can choose to live our lives by.
Fomba anakitelo hitsahoantsika an'Andriamanitra amin'ny fotsika.
No matter who you are this morning, you will fall under one of these.
Ka na iza ianao amin'ity maraina ity no eto, de tsy maintsy tafiditra ny amin'ny anankiray amin'izy ireto.
And I must give credit where credit is due.
De umeko ihany koa ny saotra ny amin'izay tokony saorana.
And so this message is largely based on a message that Tim Keller put together.
De ity afatra ity de afatra izay natambatry Tim Keller.
Tim Keller leads a church in New York City. Used to lead a church called Redeemer Presbyterian in New York City.
De Tim Keller nitandrina tamin'ny talohana retraite anazy de nitandrina ny fiangonana tao amin'ny Redeemer Presbyterian Church any New York.
And we as a church, Tana City Community Church, have just been through a series called Gospel in Life.
De izahay amin'ny fiangonana anay any ao amin'ny Tana City Community dia ao anatin'ilay fampianarana mitohy hoe filazantsara eo amin'ny fiainana izay.
Understanding what it means to apply the gospel in our lives, to live out the gospel.
We matakata, we otny awonzan miyaina ni filazantsar zan mapiata anzan filazantsar izani awam ni fiainan.
Now, as I mentioned, what we're going to go through today applies to all of us.
De araka ny fanula zaiko teo aloha ny zavatra resahako eto androany dia azotsika piarina amin'ny fiainantsika andavanandro.
If you are looking into who Jesus is,
raha ohatra ka mijery ianao hoe iza marina moa Jesosy,
if you are looking as to why so many people gather every Sunday,
de rehefa mieritreritra tsara ianao fa inona kay ny antony ivorian'ny olona betsaka isak'alahady.
Maybe you are here this morning, you've been invited, but you actually believe something else. You're from a different faith.
De meto eto ianao amin'ny maraina de nasana olona fotsiny ianao fa ianao finoana hafa no inoanao la zavatra hafa na olona hafa no inoanao.
If you fall under those categories, know that you are welcome here.
Raha ohatra ka ianao izay de tokony fantatra hoe izay dia mia tena mandray ianao tsara eto.
As you explore the Christian faith, as you try to ask some questions in this place,
we yanao anatin'ny fikaroana, yanao anatin'ny ohatrany hoe manara-maso mijerijery ohatrany ahoana ka izany finoana kristianina izany.
This is a safe place to ask those questions.
De eto no toerana azo antoka. And those of us mametraka an'izay fanontaniana izay.
Those of us who are Christians or Christ followers this morning,
isika izay kristianina sy mpanaraty na mpanaratian'i Kristy amin'ity maraina ity,
I believe we need to hear this message every now and then too.
De izaho mino hoe tokony aheno an'ity afatra ity isika matetitetika.
I need to hear this message every
night.
So let's dive in to where we find ourselves in the Gospel of Luke. Chapter 15, yes. And verse 1 to 3 tells us, gives us some context.
I want to
read verse 1 to 3 because it's not on the board. But basically it says, now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the Lord muttered, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. And then Jesus told this parable.
Yeah, awamni vakikwa ti anti version ktia version lewe malakasi revised Bible la le ande edition na fayenna te zaina makikwa nazia zainu vakiko nanantona iaino azin pamorieta rehetra sin panota dia nimonimonina ny fariseo sin panora dalana ka nitenoe mandrain panuta ileyu kamiaram sakafwam.
Then Jesus continues and he speaks about these parables. He tells these parables.
De avion tui de sosia ni resaka lewe fanuarana tundra fanuarana zanis.
The first parable he tells is the parable of the lost sheep.
De ni fanuarana voluan nuraisnia naksarsar voluan nuraisnia de lewe fanuarana ni am laiun ver.
The next parable he speaks about is the parable of the lost coin.
De ni fanuarana manaraka de lewe fanuarana lai drachma ver.
And then he gets to what we're looking at this morning, the parable of the lost son. Luke chapter 15:11-32. I'm aware that some of us, most of us are being the Malagasy service. I think we should just read it in Malagasy.
But
can I encourage you, if you've got a phone or if you've got a Bible in your own language, read from verse
11-32. Nisy olona iray nanana zanaka amin'nyrahalahy ary hoy ilay zandriny tamin'ny rainy hoe raiky eo meo ahy ny anjara fananana tokony ho ahy dia nozarainy tamin'izy mirahalahy ny fananany no ny afaka andro vitsivitsy dia nangony ilay zandriny ny fananany rehetra ka lasa nankany an-tany lavitra izy dia nandany ny fananany tamin'ny fiainana feno fanarahampo amin'ny ratsy tany ary rehefa laniny avokoa ny fananany rehetra dia ka nisy mosary mafy tamin'izany faritra izany dia nanomboka hosahirana izy dia nandeha izy ka niankina tamin'ny tompony tany iray tamin'izany faritra izany ary nirainy tany an-tsahany iandry kisoa. Satry ny amoky ny tenany tamin'ny voankazo fihinany kisoa saingy tsy nisy nanome azy ary rehefa nodiny sainy dia hoy izy indrisy maro ny olona karamainy raiky manana sakafo be dia be fa izaho kosa maty mosary eto ainga anao dia hody any amin'ny raiko ka hiteny aminy hoe raiko eo efa nanota tamin'ny lanitra sy teo anatrehanao aho ka tsy mendrika atao hoe zanakao intsony fa ataovy tahaka ny iray amin'ny karamainao dia niaingy izy ka nakany amin'ny rainy fa raha mbola lavitra izy dia taza ny rainy ary onena azy izy ka niazakazaka dia namihina ny vozony ka nanorika azy ary hoy ilay zanany taminy raiko eo efa nanota tamin'ny lanitra sy teo anatrehanao aho ka tsy mendrika atao hoe zanakao intsony fa rainy kosa dia nilaza tamin'ny mpanompony hoe alao aingana ny akanjo tsara indrindra ka ampiakanjoy azy asio peratra ny tanany ary kapa ny tongony ary ento aty ny zanak'omby na fa kavonoy ary aoka isika hisakafo sy hifaly fa ty zanako ity efa maty fa velona indray ary efa very fa hita indray dia nanomboka ny aran'ny faly izy ireo fa tany an-tsahany zanany lahy matoa ary no nody izy ka nanakaiky ny trano dia nandre zava-maneno sy ty dia nampiantso mpanompo iray izy ary nanontany azy izay antony izany zavatra izany ary hoy ilay mpanompo taminy tonga ny rahalahinao ka namono zanak'ombina fa ny rainao satria efa tafaverina somatsara ato aminy izy dia tezy izy ka tsy netinidry ary nivoaka ny rainy ka nampandroso azy Fanamalin rainy is we yindro. Isael Zayao e fananupo nao. Katsimbolan nandikan did nao. Nadia in Raymond de Akurias. Nefa isaudia. Tsibolan meno nazana kusias. Mbai falikuam sakaiza. Faravotunga kusi zana ko you. Isae fanandan fananotam veva tang. Tenu vununa wazan zana kum nafa. For in rain tam anak. Yanao de yetuam kumarakariva. Aria nao of kuza isavata. Rehetra nanako fa mety ny mifaly sy miravo satria ity ralanao ity efa maty fa velona indray ary efa very fahita indray.
This is God's word to us this morning.
Zany tenin'Andriamanitra ho antsika amin'ity maraina ity.
And I'd love us just to open in prayer.
Dia tiako isika anokatra an'izany amin'ny alalan'ny vavaka.
God, together we want to thank you for your word to us.
Miaraka izay eto Andriamanitra te hisaotra anao ny amin'ny teninao ho anay.
And God, as we've already prayed, we pray that you would open the eyes of our hearts. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence here. And God, we want to be molded and shaped into the people that you've created us to be. And so, Holy Spirit, we ask, work on us, we pray. Bring correction where correction is needed. God, draw close to us, just like the Father in this story drew close to His Son.
And
we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now many of us know the story. The parable of the lost son. And if we read it very quickly, we think, ah, we know what it's about. Maybe when you read it for the first time, you that's easy to understand what it's about. It's clear that the younger brother is the one in the wrong. He took his inheritance and he squandered it.
Naka ny anjara lovana izy dia lanin'ny fotsiny.
He lived a wild life.
Niaina fiainana tena adala be.
And the older brother, he's the good one.
Dia lay ralana anankiray, lay voalohany, lay lamatoa, izy lay tsara kokoa.
He did everything right.
Nataony izay tokony natao rehetrarehetra, tokony nanao mety izy izany.
But then we get to verse 28.
Dia avy eo tsika tonga eo amin'ny andininy fa valo amby roapolo.
And the older brother responds in a way that's a little bit confusing. And we ask, why is he responding that way? We've got to look a little bit deeper to actually understand what we're reading here. You see, the story of the lost son is actually a story of two brothers that in fact try to be their own savior. But they do it in two different ways. And that, let's look at that for a little while. The first brother, the younger one. He represents irreligion.
Izya de maneo anreu ulla zaitsi te irara resaka religion resaka fivavahana zany.
People who don't believe in God,
ulla zaitsi minon'Andriamanitra,
they're not spiritual,
ulla tsy ara-panahy.
The word irreligion means indifference or actually hostility to faith.
Le hoe teny hoe irreligion de milaza hoe olona tsy te irara tsy te hisy fifampikasoana akoriny ny amin'ny resaka finoana na hoe mandako arana ny resaka finoana.
Living life with no regard to who God is.
Miaina fiainana zareo reo ampiainana an'ilay fiainana tsy te irarahana Andriamanitra tsy te alala an'Andriamanitra.
Irreligion says, I don't have to obey anybody but myself.
le religion zay mitsy ngamba ny ampiasako de hoe teny hoe zaho tsy te hira raha izany andriamanitra izany hoe izy izany andriamanitra izany.
Now think about what we're reading about here.
De jereo kelikely zavatra ny vakitsika teo hoe
the younger son goes to his father and asks for his inheritance.
Hoe tonga ilay zanakala ilay farala nanantona an'ilay dadany a de nangataka ny anjara lovany.
We'll all agree that you actually usually get an inheritance when somebody dies.
Mtsika miara-manaiky ngamba hoe ny fahazahoana lova zany de rehefa maty ilay olona anankiray aloha zay vao mandova.
And this younger son, with complete arrogance and disrespect for his father's authority,
de ity zanakalaza tanora kokoa ity a de tena tsy te hiraran zay fahefan'ilay rainy zany izy.
He goes and asks for his inheritance before his father's passed away.
Hoe mbola tsy maty ilay dadany a de efa lasa izy te handova velona nangataka ny anjara lovany.
The fact that his father actually gave it to him is extremely unusual.
Ary ilay hoe nomen'ilay rainy anazy ny anjara lovany de tena tsy zavatra mpitranga matetika zany raha ny tena izy.
And we read about what he does. He gets this, his inheritance.
De vakitsika teo ilay izy hoe azo n'ilay anjara lovany a.
And it says he gathered all he had.
De ozy izy hoe de voalaza tao hoe nangonin'ny doa zay nananany rehetra.
And he leaves.
De lasa izy nandeha.
He is not planning on coming back.
De tsy nanana eritreritra ny andeha iveriny zany izy.
He wants to be completely free from parental control and anything over his life.
Te ho malalaka tanteraka izy amin'izay fifehezany ray aman-dreny a eo amin'ny fiainany.
And we see what happens as the story goes on.
De hitatsika ny zavatra nitranga rehefa mitohy mandeha foana le tantara.
This first way is the way of irreligion.
Zay fomba anankiray voalohany zay de ilay fomba ny irreligiona hoe tsy te hira raha tsy te hivakilony amin'ny fomba resaka fivavahana.
When we say I don't have to obey anybody, I'm my own person.
Rehefa mitentsika hoe zaho tsy tokony anaiky n'iza n'iza, zaho tsy tokony eo ambanin'ny fifehezana iza n'iza.
A few weeks ago I saw somebody walking around with pants on.
Herinandro vitsivitsy lasa zay a nahitako olona zay nanao pataloha.
And on the written down the side were the words my life, my rules.
De voasoratra eo amin'ilay sisin'ilay pataloha hoe ny fiainako de izay ihany no manao ny fitsipika eo aminy.
That's the mantra, that's the slogan of this way of living. My life, my rules.
Zay a no karazana feza teny iainan'ny fiainana hoe ny fiainako a de izay ihany no manao fitsipika eo aminy, izay ihany mametraka an'izay tokony ho fitsipika.
Now, if we're honest, if we look at popular culture and media, magazines, internet,
rehefa mijerintsika ny kolontsaina ny akabean'ny olona ny sarababem-bahoaka, mijerintsika ny gazety, ny televiziona, ny aterineto,
especially films,
indrindra ny filma,
the world is encouraging us to live like this more and more.
De izao tolo zao mampirisika antsika iaina an'izay karazana fiainana izay a bebe kokoa amin'izao fotoana izao.
You see, the first son tried to be his own lord and savior.
Tanareo lay zanaka lahafaralahy eto a de te iaina ny fiainany hoe izy no andriamanitra sy mpamonjy anazy manokana.
By doing what he wanted,
tamin'ny alalany nanaovan'izay tiany atao a,
when he wanted,
amin'ny fotoana ovinany tiany anaovana an'izay a,
with whoever he wants,
amin'iza no tiany anaovana an'izay a,
however he wants,
ary ahoana ny tiany anaovana an'izay.
It's all about me.
Zako ny resahana zay foana le hoe za.
That's the first son.
Zay le zanaka voalohany.
Now, in contrast to that, we look at the second son.
Safadia, zay le zanaka voalohany zay faralahy izy ao anatin'ny tantara. Fa mifanohitra amin'izay indray de jerentsika ilay lehilahy ao anatin'ny tantara.
The older brother.
Lehilahy mato.
He represents religion.
Izy indray a maneho an'ireo olona mpanaraka fomba mpivavahana.
You see, this son, by living a good life,
tanareo ty zanaka lahy ity a tamin'ny alalan'ny fiainany tsara,
by doing all the right things, sticking to all the moral rules,
hoe manao zay tokony atao a de mipetraka tsara amin'izay didy tokony arana,
he was trying to win the father's love and acceptance.
De teo izy lay tamin'izay fomba izay izy no niezaka niahazo ny fony rainy sy ny faneken'ilay rainy anazy.
The slogan here or the saying here would be I obey and therefore I'm accepted.
Lay ohatrany hoe fehezateny mazava ho voizina eto de lay hoe manaikyako tenu izani ekenako.
That's religion.
Zaila iwe fumba fumba piva vana na we religion.
I obey and therefore I'm accepted by God.
Manaikyako manak makatuako no izania ekenako san tikiansei.
How do we know if we fall under this category of religion this morning?
Awona kanya fataratsika we tafalatsaka onatanti karazanula iti isik eto amty toeranty amty maranty.
The way of religion can be seen as a ladder climber. I've got a picture up there.
Misare na kraya manarakeo lai ti fumba na kraya tia de takane ulla me akatra tutuatra mis tutuatra me akatinia pametwe tita na rewe futfut.
You can't see that ladder that clearly, sorry, but he's climbing a ladder. What's happening here is that if you are living a religious lifestyle, you're on a ladder, okay? And as you do the right thing, you're climbing that ladder. As you praying enough and you reading your Bible enough and you attending church, and you serving, you climbing, you getting higher and higher. And what happens when you're up here? When you high on your ladder, you feel closer to God. I've obeyed and so I'm accepted. He loves me. And what else do you start to do? You start to look down on everybody else. They're not as good as me. I'm higher on the ladder. But what happens when we sin or when we fall? When we fall off the ladder and we end up right at the bottom. We're down in the depths. We feel far from God. We think He's going to punish us. We feel distant. We feel guilty. And what happens when we hear and somebody on a Sunday says, "How are you?" What do we say? Fine. I'm fine. When in actual fact we're far from fine, inside there's internal chaos happening. We're hypocrites. We're living a two-faced life. On the outside, everything is good, but inside, we're in a bad space. Who ladder climbers can be various people. Let me give you some examples. It could be people who go to church who have become performance orientated in their relationship with God.
When
they're doing everything right, like prayer and reading the Bible and serving, then they feel good and tight with God. It could be somebody who thinks they're a Christian because they do all those things. But it's because they're doing that they think they are accepted. And And in actual fact, they've never got to a place where they've actually repented and surrendered their life to Christ.
Arantena izy mbola tonga teo amin'ny teboka hoe nibebaka zareo dia tena hoe nanolotra ny fiainany tanteraka amin'i Jesosy.
It could be somebody who's not Christian or not doesn't give God much respect at all.
Mety hoe olona izay tsy kristiana ihany koa ilay izy a, na hoe tsy tena manome aja sy asina an'Andriamanitra loatra.
But they say, I'm a pretty good person as far as things go. I mean, I love my family. I always arrive at work on time. I live a disciplined and principled life.
Principles I am attack on fianako.
And I'm not perfect, but I'm better than those people.
Yes, how could tateraka zako zalomba milay kokon reto olona reto e.
I'm better than drug addicts and prostitutes.
Tsara kokoa ko no reo olona mpifoka moly, mpifoka rongony, mpifoka daina sy ni karazana ni ni makorella.
If there's a heaven, then I'm probably in.
Ramisa lantrande sakusalu metetwe tafitra tsara ao tsara.
Here's the interesting thing about people that are ladder climbers or that are religious.
De renia de karazan lay olona izay pananika lay totohatra na hoe panaraka fomba pivavahana.
Firstly, they're just as lost as the younger brother that we've just read about.
Arantena izy de very tahaka lay zanaka farala le vonivakitsika teo ihany koa le lamatoa.
I say lost because lost means that we're looking for our salvation somewhere else other than God.
And
whereas the younger son or younger brother looked for sex and partying and that to fill that void,
resaka firaisana ranofo manao fetsy araka izay tiny anaovana anazy a manara-po amin'ny ratsy izay no any no mitady an'ilay famonjena anazy izy.
The older brother is looking to his good deeds for his salvation. I obey and therefore I'm accepted.
De le lamatondra mifanohitra amin'izay hoe mieritreritra izy hoe izay zavatra tsara ataony a dia izay no ahatongavany fanekena any aminazy hoe makatoako a dia noho izany a eken'Andriamanitra ako.
The other thing is that these people that fall under this category struggle to actually realize that they are lost.
Then zavatra tokony ho fantatrantsika ihany koa ny olona izay tafatsoropoka anatin'ny ty kategoria anankiray ity dia sahatra ao anazy no mahita hoe izy ane ka very.
Remember in verses 1 to 3 we read that he's actually speaking to the Pharisees here.
De tadidio a fa ao amin'ny andiny voalohany sy ny faharoa dia milaza izy hoe miresaka tamin'ny fariseo Jesosy teto.
Those guys were experts in the law. They did everything right.
Reo reo farseo sady seo reo de olona tena tapipaizana amin'ny resaka lalana ary ataony zareo daholo izay tokony natao.
But Jesus is actually speaking to them and saying, you guys are so lost.
De Jesosy nefa niteny tamin'zareo hoe nareo zareo tena very nareo taraiky nareo.
The crazy thing is that they don't realize it.
Nefa tena mampalahelo anatin'izay rehetrarehetra izay de tsy fantany zareo akory ny hoe very zareo.
So far we've seen that there are two ways that we can ultimately try to be our own savior.
Yatretsika mahita hoe misy fomba anankiroa afaka atonga tsika hoe isika no tompo sy mpamonjy ny tenantsika manokana.
First is irreligion, the other is religion.
Ni anankiray le hoe tsy firarahina ny fomba pivavahana tsotra fotsiny a dia la anankiray faharoa dia le hoe fanaovana fanarana ny fomba pivavahana.
Ultimately trusting in ourselves.
Zanwe tena mitoky tanteraka ny tenantsika isika ho amin'ny famonjenantsika.
Now can I be honest or can I ask you a blatant question this morning?
Afaka manontany fanontaniana izay somary mahintsy ve zahako amin'ity maraina ity?
As I've been talking, are there elements of what I'm saying that's ringing true in your life?
Ao anatin' zahako nyteny teo, misy ve eo amin'ny fiainanao ahitana taratra andreo zavatra voaresako teo ireo?
As I've been speaking, has the Holy Spirit or has God been saying there may be an area of your life or that might be you?
De metwe tao anatin' zahako miteny a dia niteny taminao ny fanahy masina hoe eo amin'ny fiainanao eo amin'ny sehatra ny fiainanao a dia mety misehatra sasany mety hoe ianao mihitsy ireo karazany anankiroa ireo.
Here's the wonderful news. Lucky for us, the Father loves and moves towards both these sons. To the younger brother, the irreligious one that went off, when he comes back, his father runs down the road to meet him.
He
hugs him, he embraces him, and he welcomes him in. For the religious brother, when he comes back and he's angry that his dad's thrown a party for his younger brother,
the one lay rala le lamatua zai panaraka fumba fumba piva vana de vonayenu izwe misfet naton le tadan one le sanan la zai sandro farala.
The father goes out and asks him and initiates towards him and says, "Come in and celebrate with us." Both are equally loved by the father. And this morning, God the Father moves towards you if these things are speaking to you. The Father moves towards both of his sons, just like God the Father moves towards you this morning. The Father moves to us, towards us. And he reveals that there is a third way that we can respond. The third way is the gospel. The gospel. You see, there are three ways that we can live. Irreligion, religion, both of which we're trusting ourselves. Or third way, where we trust God and his grace. The gospel is neither religion or irreligion. It's something completely different. It's the message that God himself sent his son Jesus Christ into the world. Jesus was born as a human being in this world. The theological word is he incarnated. And then we see that he lives a perfect life. A life that you and I are incapable of living. We cannot live that life. Because we are sinful human beings. And then the crazy thing is that Jesus, with his perfect life, go to the cross for us. And he pays for all of our debts on the cross. Everything that was against us has been wiped clean. And we are given the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We are given his perfect righteousness. It's substituted. We give him all our sin and he gives us his righteousness.
And
if we accept this message, God looks at us and he sees that righteousness of Christ.
Rehefa manaiky an'izay hafatra izay tsika dia mahita an'Andriamanitra mijery antsika amin'ny fahamarinan'i Kristy.
We are justified and we are made right with God.
No amarinina isika ary apetraka amin'ny toerana tokony mety sy mendrika eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra.
Through nothing that we've done, but through everything that Jesus has done.
Tamin'ny alalan'ny zavatra nataon'i Jesosy ary isika nefa tsy nisy ninona nataontsika tao anatin'izay.
Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, "For it is by grace that you have been saved."
Efesianina toko faharoa andininy fahavalo ka hatramin'ny fahasivy dia voalaza hoe fa fahasoavana namonjenanareo.
Through faith.
Avy amin'ny finoana.
And this is not from yourselves, it is a gift from God.
Ary tsy avy aminao manokana izany fa fanomezana avy amin'Andriamanitra.
Not by works so that no one can boast.
Tsy avy amin'ny asa mba tsy hisy hiboaboaka.
This is the third way.
Zay lay fahatelo fomba fahatelo.
The gospel.
Ny filazantsara.
And if I had to find a slogan, it would be, "I am accepted and therefore I obey."
Raha ohatra ka te hiteny feza, teny tiako arahana eo amin'ny fiainako ako a, dia izao no hitenenako anazy hoe, satria efa noeken'Andriamanitra ako dia noho izany, andeha akatohan'Andriamanitra ako.
If we understand what Jesus has done for us, and it takes root in our hearts.
Rehefa takatritsika tsara hoe inona ny zavatra nataon'Andriamanitra, nataon'i Jesosy tao amin'ny fotsika, ary mandray, miorim-paka ao anatin'ny fotsika izany.
We should want to respond in obedience to God's commands.
So we're
focusing on that third way.
And
what do we need in order for this third way to be a reality in our lives? The first thing we need is the initiating love of the Father. He moves towards us. We need God to come towards us.
And
maybe as you've been sitting and hearing this message, he's been doing that. He's been saying, "Hey, I'm tapping you on the shoulder and pointing something out in your life."
And
secondly, if we're feeling that this morning, the next thing we need to do is repent. Repent of the bad things that we've done. But how about this? Repenting of the bad reasons we do the good things we do.
Fa jereo ihany koa ty fomba anankiray ty hoe ny fonana mibebaka ny amin'ny reo zava ny antony tsy mety anaovantsika zavatra na hoe misy motivation tsy mety a nanaovantsika zavatra teo anatrehan'Andriamanitra.
If we are doing good things in order to gain his acceptance, we need to repent of that.
Raha ohatra ka manao zavatra isika mba azahoantsika fanekena eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra dia mila mibebaka tamin'izay isika tsy izay nazahoantsika fanekena avy aminy.
If we've been trying to earn our own salvation, we need to repent of that.
Raha ohatra ka miezaka isika ahazo ny famonjentsika avy amin'ny alalan'ny herintenantsika manokana dia tsy izay ilay izy.
And then we need to accept this third way. We need to accept that it is by faith alone, through grace alone. That we are accepted by God. Can I ask us as a group of people just to close our eyes? And I'd love us just to give a few seconds just to think about this message and to ask God if there's anything in your life that he might be highlighting. God, we want to thank you for your word to us this morning. God, there may be people that don't know you sitting here that for this morning have heard what you have done for them. God, I pray that just as the story tells of the father moving towards his son, God, that you would move towards those people. God, I pray for people that you are speaking to this morning about leading a religious life. God, and I also pray for those of us who are Christian here but have for whatever reason gone back to a performance mindset. God, the reality is if we don't remind ourselves of this gospel message, we tend to go to a performance mindset naturally. It's our default setting. God, we repent of trying to earn our own salvation. God, we repent of doing things for acceptance and doing them for the wrong reason to try and earn your favor and earn your love. And God, our prayer is that you would allow this gospel message to take root in our hearts. Those of us who have responded or are responding in this moment, we accept that it is by grace through faith alone. Help us to live and to know that we are loved and accepted. And that out of that place we obey
it.
We thank you for your word to us this morning. Amen.
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 Dia misaotra betsaka Blake. Izay ilay averimberina amintsika foana hoe tsara isika mitory ny filazantsara amin'ny tenantsika manokana satria mirafreshira antsika izany ary manala an'ireo karazana fombafomba mpivavahana izay mora malaky miraikitapisaka amin'ny fiainantsika tsirairay avy ilay fombafomba mpivavahana raha tsy mitandriny antsika dia ndao antsika hitory an'izay filazantsara izay hoe tsy misy tsisy mendrika isika, tsisy zavatra nataontsika mba azahoantsika fitiona tenin'Andriamanitra, fa Andriamanitra nanome an'ilay izy maimaimpoana ho antsika tsirairay avy dia samita in'Andriamanitra daholo isika, misy titesy kafe ao ivelany ao dia manasa antsika ako hijanona hisotro titesy kafe tsy hisotro ihany fa hiresadresaka hahafantatra ny namantsika, hahafantatra ny mpiray fanantenana amintsika. Izany. Raha vaovao ianao no tonga eto dia faly izay misy latabatra andraisana ianao ampifaliana ao amadimadika ao.